AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is speaking to the nation this evening about the budget deal he negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in Congress has now passed. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We saw a majority of bipartisanship from both chambers of Congress pass a strong fiscal responsibility proposal that will reduce the deficit by more than $1 trillion. That is important to note, and it ensures that the government will continue to meet our commitments.
Biden is expected to sign it at the White House tomorrow. U.S. employers added jobs at a robust pace last month. Jackie Quinn has the number.
The nation's employers added another 339,000 jobs in May, well above expectations. Many industries, from construction to restaurants to healthcare, are adding jobs to keep up with consumer demand and get back to pre-pandemic levels.
At the same time, there were some mixed messages in the report. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. The length of the average work week declined, meaning weekly paychecks will be slightly smaller, and hourly wage growth also dipped, evidence many businesses are feeling less pressure to dangle high pay to find and keep workers. Still, it spurred a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained 701 points to 2.1%. The S&P rose 1.5%. The Nasdaq, 1.1%. And if you bank with Chase, you may have had some issues today.
Just imagine if you noticed your rent was taken out of your bank account twice. That's what happened to customers of Chase's online banking services due to what they called a bug. The glitch was not fixed until late in the day, with Chase telling customers that the bank was in the process of issuing refunds or reversing transactions to customers. I'm Shelley Adler.
A building under construction in New Haven, Connecticut partially collapsed today, injuring 8 construction workers, 2 critically. And rescuers at the site of an Iowa building collapse have completed their search for survivors and moved on to recovery. This is AP News. In case you missed it last night, samophile was the winning word in this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Donna Warder has the story.
Samophile is a noun from Greek. A samophile is an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy soils or areas.
That was the word given to 14-year-old Dev Shaw from Largo, Florida, at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct.
It's been quite a journey for Dev, who had his spelling career interrupted by the pandemic and last year didn't even make it out of his regional B. He wins $50,000 in cash and prizes. Runner-up 14-year-old Charlotte Walsh of Arlington, Virginia, wins $25,000. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.